Okay. Good afternoon. This is the last meeting of the 2021 coordinating committee. I'm Chris Corey, chairing the committee, and I believe we have quorum, so we're going to take the roll. Paulina, can you take the roll for us?
Sure. Chris Corey.
Here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Lyndon Foley. Lyndon? I don't hear Lyndon. Sandra Rowline.
Here.
Great. Sandra present. I have Lawrence Reyes as part of this committee. Is that right? Yes.
Yeah, he's not here, I don't believe.
Okay. Jane Sagerton.
Here.
Okay. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Great. And Paulina Vasiliev present.
All right, that's six out of 11, so we have quorum. Paulina, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I know that you have a scheduling conflict. So this is going to be the agenda setting session for the meeting of the 27th. Is there any special name for that meeting, Alex, because of the new members?
It's the new, I don't know, it's the inaugural meeting of the 2022 Pacifica National Board. There's no official title, but that's kind of what you can call it.
Okay. So we have some special bookkeeping items that'll be associated with that meeting, and we'll just work our way down the agenda and add what is needed in order to make that meeting work. So
Before we start on the agenda, I just want to ask, how are we doing with minutes for the coordinating committee?
Oh, good question. Yeah, we don't have anybody to take minutes. I'll have to post them, huh, Paulina? I can do that.
Yes, please, if you don't mind. I totally forgot that's on me. I'll catch up.
Yeah, the reason
Go ahead.
I'm trying to make sure that all our committees are caught up to date in their minutes before the 2021 PNB expires.
Absolutely.
Understood.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Make notes for it.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris, if you can help me out I've forgotten. Thank you.
It's okay. Not a problem. I'll act as secretary pro tem for this one.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks.
No problem. So first off, we have our preliminary items, which is called to order by chair. And you want me to go ahead and put your name in there, Alex, one last time?
Name and where?
Oh,
you mean for the 27 meeting? Yeah.
Yeah, for the 27 meeting.
I'm not the chair. I'm just the convener of the meeting.
You're a convener.
Excuse me, Chris. This is. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, the outgoing chair normally convenes the first meeting of the incoming PNB. That's pretty much always the way it's worked.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Chris, this is James. May I ask for a point of personal privilege?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
And I'm not sure if this is actually that, but here we go. Has Paulina left yet? Are you still here, Paulina?
I'm still here.
Good. I've got two budgets that we passed on the NFC last night. I'd like to forward them to you for the Finance Committee report tomorrow night. I'm just giving you a heads up to look out for that.
That's to me, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks.
That's
all.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for that.
No problem. So the next item up after that is the roll call. Would we normally do introductions in the roll call, Alex?
For our first meeting, we could do the roll call, and then we can do like a 1 minute introduction of each director, maybe. We can do it a little later, too. We don't have to do it right after roll call, but, we might as well just do it right away,
This is Sandra. May I speak?
Sure.
I would recommend that the chair or the secretary of the outgoing 2021 PMB email all of the new incoming directors and the continuing directors to let them know the protocol, that everybody should be allowed to give a brief statement as to their participation, maybe. Thank you.
Sure. As soon as we know who's on the PNC. We don't know yet for a lot of the stations. Okay, let's just go through it item by item. So we, convener, outgoing chair, convenes the meeting, asks the recording secretary to do the roll call, and then asks every director to say a little thing about themselves, no more than a minute, maybe even less than that. Maybe we should make it 30 seconds, because 22 people, 1 minute, that's a lot of time. And some people are going to go, some people are going to go over a minute if you make it a minute. Maybe make it 30 seconds. What do you think?
I'll make it a 15-minute item.
Okay. I mean, some people will be very brief. Others, like to talk a lot. So who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So the next item of business will be the election of a secretary and a chair pro tem. And I suggest until we have a secretary pro tem that maybe Paulina can volunteer to do the secretarial duties for the first few minutes of the meeting.
She's got
sure,
a class. Oh, you can do it? Really?
Well,
at the meeting, right? Right now I'm leaving, but...
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, we don't really need you. We have Marion will be recording.
That's right.
So,
you don't really need me. That's great.
That's where I was going to go, if I can comment. Thank you, Paulina. But yes, as Marion is our actual recording secretary, I think that if she's willing, we should ask her if she will continue for that meeting.
Well, it's kind of up to the new PNB to renew the arrangement with Marionette and also with John Tatum. I assume they will, but, it's their prerogative to do so or not to
right.
do so.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And as far as electing a new secretary, that's, again, for the new PNB. So, but you don't need me at all because Marianne can take the role. So I think that's fine.
Okay.
I think we should be proactive and let John Tatum and Marion Edain know that their services will be requested at the transition meeting.
Well, they'll be in touch as usual. And unless somebody says otherwise, they'll continue to function in that capacity.
I just got a reply back from Lyndon, who said he didn't get any notification. So I'm going to text him the number so he can join the call.
Okay.
I still agree with this is Jim. May I speak?
Sure. Go ahead, Jim.
I agree with Sandra, though, that I think just as a courtesy, especially for John Tatum, who is a parliamentarian, he may understand that, his position may need to be reauthorized. So we should just let both of them know, just to be sure. I'll reach out to John, or I can reach out to both of them if you wish.
Well, it doesn't actually have to be reauthorized. There's no sunset clause in the contract we have with either of them.
I was just wondering about that.
But the PNB can decide to change the arrangement if they want to. But it'll be up to the new PNB. There's nothing special that has to happen, is all I'm saying.
Right, so we can leave it alone as far as the agenda, but I'll still reach out to both of them and make sure that they're planning to be there.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so we got past the election of chair pro tem and secretary pro tem?
Correct. Let me just ask you a question. Do we need to explain any of what we just discussed to the new board, or should that be mentioned anywhere in the agenda?
Well, as long as I'm sort of convening things, I'll explain that.
And okay, cool. That's fine.
Until they have a chair pro tem, I'll sort of try to guide them through the process. And I'll stand for the rest of the meeting in case people have questions or whatever, you know.
Okay. All right.
So the next item after selecting a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem would be nominations for PNB officers. They may wish to postpone it till the next meeting. That's up to them, but let's put it on the agenda and they can decide if they want to deal with it at the first meeting or postpone it until the next meeting.
Okay, got it.
Okay. And then, okay, there's two special motions that I would like to introduce.
Alex, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we still have two bookkeeping items that would generally be part of this meeting. One would be the report out from the closed session, and the other would be excused absences and timekeepers.
Do we want to leave those
in before this?
Yeah, put that right at the front before we even, do the draft agenda.
Okay, so this is before the agenda approval, these things that you're talking about here, right? The next things, next items?
Keeping. Well, once we go to electing chair pro tem and secretary pro tem, that's actually part of the agenda. Once we get to that point, that's the beginning of the agenda.
Oh, that's part of the agenda.
Yeah, but all the other stuff.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to have agenda approval first.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, do you want minutes approval as well before that? I think so, huh?
Yeah. Well, the normal.
Okay, I just want to shuffle this around a little bit to get it right. Hang on a second.
I should have had some notes in front of me, but I don't. Sorry.
It's okay. It's not a problem. I just want to make sure I get it right.
Okay, so agenda approval, election of chair pro tem, secretary pro tem, and followed by nomination of officers, or they may decide to postpone it, which is fine.
Right, I got it. Nomination
for officers. And we may want to give them a sample of a motion to schedule the election of officers.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So we can do the email ballot stuff. But again, this is all stuff they may wish to postpone until the next meeting, or they may not. You know, I don't know what they want to do. I think they should go ahead and elect officers as soon as possible. But you know, some people may feel jittery about that because, you know, they don't know the people and they don't want to make decisions about people they don't really know and so on. So we'll see.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Okay. So after that, there are two special motions that I would like to bring to the new PNB.
Okay.
And I don't have the text in front of me, but the first motion is that the PNB should mandate that any committees of the PNB must have their minutes up to date. And if there are more than two sessions behind in their minutes, they will not be allowed to present a committee report. I mean, they may, you know, they may not like that motion, but I think it would be nice to pass something like that on the first meeting, just to show that they mean business as far as the committee's functioning and being compliant with CPD and FCC regulations.
So, Alex, I just wanted to say, I think that's a nice idea. The only problem with it is, you remember how hard it can be to get somebody to take the minutes? And how many times have you, I remember in strategic planning,
I know. We are trying to learn from our mistakes.
Yeah, well, but you still got to have people willing to do it.
Maybe two sessions behind is too strict. Maybe to make it like four or five sessions behind or something.
Because if not, that puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the chair.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just my opinion. But I'm just saying.
Right, Vanessa. I don't want to put all this pressure on a brand new chair. Yeah. No, you're right.
This is James with an inquiry.
Yeah.
What's the legal effect? I was reading somewhere somebody was saying that the legal effect of not having minutes and closing out a session without minutes makes if the minutes, I guess they can be, maybe they can be presented after the session closes, but this person was suggesting that if you don't have minutes from a meeting, legally it didn't happen. And anything they did during that meeting doesn't exist until they have the minutes. Is that true?
No, I mean, you need the minutes. If it's challenged in court, you may need the minutes to prove that you took such and such an action. But that doesn't mean it happened at the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was a little alarmed.
Yeah, I mean, you do need the minutes for all sorts of reasons.
What was your other special motion?
You know what? Let's forget about my special motion. I had some idea that former members of committees that were functioning and have expired because they were ad hoc committees like the Strategic Planning Committee should be allowed to continue on those committees as non-voting advisors or something like that. But you know what? Let the new PNB make. I mean, I think it's something we could suggest to some of the new directors, and if they want to make a motion like that, they can. But I don't want to. I don't think it's a good idea to try to presented to them from the old board. Let them figure it out themselves.
Okay. The other thing is that can LSB directors attend any of these PMB meetings as non-voting members anyway?
What do you mean LSB directors?
LSB members, local station board members, can they attend meetings like strategic planning as non-voting members anyway?
If they're invited by the committee, they can.
Okay.
They have to be invited by the committee. I mean, we can certainly suggest very strongly that the 2022 PNB continue and renew the Strategic Planning Committee. And I'm not sure about the Personnel Committee because we already dealt with the major personnel issue. But yeah, we might, I don't know about that. But anyway, certainly I think we should continue with the Strategic Planning Committee, and we have a Development Committee, right, that should be continued. I don't know, is there something else we need? That one time a loan committee, but I think that stopped functioning a while ago, right?
Yeah, it hasn't met in a long, long time.
Yeah. Okay. The other committees are, you know, they're all in the bylaws. They, you know, you have to have them. You have to have an audit committee. You have to have a finance committee. You have a coordinating committee, and what I think there's, I think the other committee in the bylaws is governance, right?
Yes.
Those are the only mandatory committees. All the others are optional. You don't have to have an elections committee. You don't have to have a programming committee. Those are all optional. So,
okay, so we're at the point on the agenda right now of nomination of officers or postpone. The next two items would normally be, unless we have any other special items, the next two items would normally be the reports from the IED and the ICFO.
Exactly. The IED, the ICFO, and then we have reports from committees.
Right. And so what do we do about that?
Well, actually,
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I would like to comment, please.
Go ahead, Sandra. Sorry.
We no longer really have an IED. We have an executive director. Her name
That's
is Stephanie
right.
Wells, and I think that she should be invited to address the incoming 2022 PMB delegates. Thank you.
Oh, that goes without saying, of course.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree with that.
Well, I was a little confused because it sounded like you were getting a report from the interim executive director who is outgoing. And I want to make sure that Stephanie, our new ED, has the opportunity to speak.
Right.
That's all. Thank you.
Just using that term, IED, because we've been using it for
years. Exactly. We've been using it for 2 years now.
Born in the neural pathway. This is James. May I have another inquiry?
Sure. Take another stab.
I have not read my email today. I was busy all day, so I haven't caught up. But I don't think I've seen an official announcement yet that Stephanie is the new ED. Has that happened?
It's in the
Actually,
works. I've been...
I haven't heard that the contract is inked yet, so...
No, it's everything's been signed. It's Ursula is actually working on a release, and I'm supposed to help her. I've just been really, you know, busy today. But we'll have something before the end of the day.
The devil on my shoulder
okay.
was urging me to announce it last night at the Finance Committee, but the angel said, no, don't do that.
You can certainly announce it, sure.
I didn't. I figured that was a Pacifica announcement.
Well, no, it's you know, we reported it out already, so it should, you know, there's no reason you can't announce it.
But so. Did we report, I forget, did we put her name in the report out, or did we just say we hired a new ED?
No, we put her name
in the report. I don't think we did put her name.
Yeah.
This is Sandra. I'm sorry to interrupt, but Lyndon is trying to log into this call, and he keeps getting a message that says the meeting ID is not valid. So,
did you send him the ID for the open meeting or the closed meeting?
I sent him the ID for the open meeting. I have 408-520-2444, and the ID was 418959#. Is that correct?
That's what I used.
That's what I forwarded to him. So I don't know where the disconnect is happening. Sorry.
Okay.
But if you have anything further to add to allow Lyndon to join this meeting, please let me know.
He can call me or James, and we could patch him in if
yeah.
he comes to.
Okay, I'll let him know that.
Okay.
So, do we want to? Who is Julia? What's her last name? Our new
Kennard.
CFO.
Kennard.
Kennard.
Okay. So she's on there too. And then we go to committee reports.
But, Chris, before you go on with that, as I recall, when we took her on, Lydia asked us to have her start date be February 1st. But I've been meaning to talk to Otis. Actually, John Almella tried to change the email over to her, and he got some pushback on that from Lydia. And she also, Julia is asking for to be noticed on the Otis's meeting notices that he sends out to us individually. And so I just want to know if we can do that, if we can implement that before February 1st, because it would be very convenient. You know, Anita is quite ill at the moment, and Julia is really stepping into the role already.
Yeah, I would like to do that. I can't answer that question, though.
I guess she should consult her own personnel department.
Yeah, anyway, probably so.
Now, the thing is, to get back to the agenda, the committee reports, ideally they should be sort of a summing up of the work of the whatever committee it is over the last year. We don't just want a whole bunch of motions out of context coming out of the committee reports. I think it would be good.
Lyndon is with us, guys.
Yeah, like a summary of what this committee did, what it was not able to do, what it could do if the new PMB renewed this committee, you know, things like that.
Okay. I like that idea very much. How much time should I allot to each one of those, Alex?
I don't know. Maybe like between 5 and 10 minutes for each committee, I guess. Some will be 5, some might be 10.
Okay. And then next, who? So for audit, who would be giving that presentation?
Well, that would be Eileen.
Okay.
So we have to make sure we invite her.
Yeah, you'll have to invite
her. I'll notify her. I won't be able to do coordinating, Alex. Would you mind stepping in my stead?
You can do coordinating.
I won't be able to. I'll be on an airplane, unfortunately.
Oh, you're going to be on an airplane. You can't use the airplane's...
I guess I could use the spy phone. Yeah. It'd be pretty funny.
I can do it, or somebody else on the committee can do it if they want, if they wish to.
Anybody who's continuing could do it. Does someone want to volunteer, please?
Well, I think that would be either Vanessa or James.
I'll be doing finance. Vanessa, do you want to do that?
I'm sorry, what was that? Say it again.
do you want to just explain the work of the coordinating committee and provide some recommendations?
No,
I'd be happy to.
No.
No?
Right.
But thank you for asking. Okay, thank you.
Chris, maybe you could write out a little paragraph for me. You know, I know we get together and put the agenda together, but you may know some other details that I'm not, you know, conscious of because I don't do it.
Yeah, we have some recommendations. I would be happy to convey those.
I could even say I'm reading a statement from Chris Corey, the prior, you know, continuing it. Until replaced, you'll be continuing, yeah. Yeah,
right,
why don't
you
do that? Put together a little statement. I'll just read it for you.
Okay, thank you, James. I would like that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think this should be, like, educational, this meaning more than anything else.
No, I understand exactly what you're after, Alex. It's an explanation of what the committee's function is, when it meets, and why it meets when it does in the case of the coordinating committee.
Now, the other thing is, this just occurred to me, we could ask our parliamentarian to take a few minutes to explain Robert's rules and the normal flow of parliamentary procedure.
Yeah.
Should we do that before or after the committee reports? Maybe before, huh?
Before, yeah.
Okay. Should we do that before or after the nomination of officers? Probably before, just after the election of the chair and secretary,
I mean, I assume people on the board know something about Robert's Rules because they've had to be on the LSB for at least a year, but they may not know the way in which the PNB interprets Robert's Rules because not everybody agrees with the way we use Robert's Rules.
With a butcher's knife, you mean?
Yeah. I like that idea very much. So I put that between the election of the chair pro tem and the nomination of officers.
And
another inquiry? Does anyone know if John Tatum recommends a parliamentary procedure for idiots type of a book?
I don't know about that, but
I call him to alert him to the meeting, I'll ask him.
It's edition 12 of Robert's Rules that's the current
one. Right.
I have to admit, I never got it. I'm still using edition 11.
Yeah.
I got two copies. You want me to send you one of mine?
I don't think I need it.
You're right. You're right. That was a joke. It was a joke. It just wasn't a very funny one. Okay. So governance committee. Who would speak for that? Hey, what was that? You laughed? Good.
I said I'm laughing, yes.
I don't know. That's Lawrence Reyes. If he's back on the PNB, he could speak for it. I don't know.
They're being elected tonight.
I don't think they did very much this past year, but they can talk about what they could be doing, I suppose.
Okay, same personnel. I guess somebody should speak for personnel.
Sandra, do you want to speak for personnel?
That would be great if Sandra could do it.
You don't have to be on speech if you want to do it.
Okay, yeah. For personnel, I plan to have a final report of what we've done. And myself and other members of the committee have been working on updating the minutes that we will request to be posted on kpftx.org. But other than that, now that we have a new executive director, there's really no need for the personnel committee to continue unless the 2022 board decides that they want to restart the search. So I'm thinking in a very positive vein that the 2021 personnel committee did what we were tasked to do, and we found three very qualified candidates, and the full PNB interviewed and then chose our new executive director, Stephanie Wells, and I would leave it to her to lead us forward. So I don't know that there's anything further that the personnel committee needs to do.
James,
okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
Jim.
I was actually hoping maybe the personnel committee could meet at least one more time and possibly reach out to the two of the three candidates that we didn't choose and try to keep them engaged in Pacifica somehow. I'm not sure how, but, let them
we've been doing that already, Jim.
Okay, good.
Well, I would like to add to that because, honestly, the three finalists that we had for executive director were all very wonderful and qualified applicants. And Pacifica needs each and every one of their leadership and their skills that they have offered. I don't know how that will pan out, but I really feel like it's important for us to support our new executive director, Stephanie, and to engage both Stephen Powers and Robert Taylor in possible alternative positions within the Pacifica Foundation, because I mean it was so hard to choose between the three because they were all so well qualified. And I understand that there are some people that voted for one or the other because they felt like they could be manipulated or they could do something different with them. But all three of the finalists are very qualified, very competent people. And it would behoove the Pacifica Foundation to utilize the skills and the vision that they bring forward. So that's all I have to say about that. But I want to support the person that was voted in, Stephanie, and I also want to include Robert and Stephen because their skill set. I'm sorry. Their skill set is so valuable to Pacifica.
I know.
So thank you.
No, I thank you.
Vanessa asked me to be recognized, please.
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead, Vanessa.
So I just wanted to let Sandra know if there's anything I can do in terms of personnel, let me know. I just feel very connected to that committee and that process. Just let me know if you need any help with anything.
We'll be meeting tomorrow evening, to wrap up minutes and things like that.
I just want to say thank you, Vanessa. It's been a pleasure to work with everybody on the personnel committee in this most recent iteration, and I am so grateful for all the input that everybody has given and the process that we worked towards and the outcome that we have achieved. I'm still working on the final report for the personnel committee, just kind of spell it all out for the incoming PMB. But I really feel like it's very important, whether it was this year or last year or next year, for the entire Pacifica Foundation to rally around the person that was selected and support them and to also utilize the skills of the other finalists, because I really did not want to let any of them go. I just wanted all of them to be participatory in what we could do for Pacifica. And I really feel like with our little committee on the personnel committee that we did that. We worked so collaboratively. And I really feel like our work on the personnel committee is an example of what people can do when we really try to look for the greater good. So I just want to thank you, Vanessa, and Heather, and Alex, and Ali, and Tom, for everything that you did to help me help the personnel committee succeed. And I think we have, and now I would like to see the entire Pacifica network rally around our new ED. So thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Okay. Yeah, I am. I was pretty pleased with the work of that committee, and I appreciate how strong you were in those final meetings about the process and how you stood up for the candidates, and it gave us a very reassuring feeling as directors that we were making the best choice that we possibly could. I really very much appreciate that, and I can't remember a time. And I think we've been through like at least four directors in the time that I've been, executive directors in the time that I've been on the national board. I can't remember a time whether it felt as thorough as it did this time, and as open, I think, as well. And I know that there were some misgivings on the part of our local station board about it being done kind of secretively, but I didn't see it that way at all. And I just very much appreciate the job that everybody did pulling those candidates together and presenting them to us in a way that made the decision of who to hire as easy as possible.
Okay. I guess I will give the report from the Strategic Planning Committee.
Okay. How about programming? Do we have anybody who will step up for that?
I guess that's Lawrence again.
Okay. I'll write it down.
I don't want it. I'm sorry. We have previously invited a person from that committee who was very disruptive. I don't want to repeat that.
Okay.
This is Lyndon for the floor. Is this being streamed? Are we officially in session?
It's not being
it's actually being recorded.
It's being recorded.
But not streamed.
It'll be available later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we didn't have a streamer today.
Okay, I concur with Alex's decision there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing about this in our off hours, because I don't know exactly what you guys are talking about, but I'm sure that either one of you would be happy to fill me in. COVID-19 task force, is that something, I mean, technically, I guess it should still be active. The work of that committee should be presented. So is that Felina?
Okay, there's also the elections committee.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that one down. Okay, hang on a second. HIJK, elections. Okay, who was responsible for that one?
Lawrence was chair. Well, he was chair pro tem the whole time.
Okay.
Once again? Okay. And then we're out of the committee reports and on to unfinished business, new business, and adjournment.
I think that's about it. Unless, do you want to add a little educational moment about the Pacifica bylaws, or is that too much?
I don't know. How's everyone feel about that? I think it might be a good idea.
Yes.
For initiates.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I it would probably be up to me to do that. It's not something I would look forward to.
Well, Alex, you're an expert. Come on. Are you guys? Do you guys have quorum?
Yes, we do.
Yes. Thank you, Otis.
Do you want to make this a public meeting?
Already.
Well, what we decided to do was do this as a pre-record, basically, and then do whatever is necessary to get it out there.
You really want to do that? You don't want to go on the stream?
Well, that's what we kind of were left without any choice because of the circumstances. I guess we have an alternative at this juncture, but I mean, we're basically at the bottom of the agenda already.
Yeah, we're pretty much close to the end of the meeting, Otis. So.
You started, it's 7:00, you started at 6:30. I missed that. Okay, no, that's cool. I will post the meeting after you're done. I apologize. I misread
Don't
the
worry
time.
About it. You have more than your share of duties, and we really appreciate your diligence and your help.
Thank you, Otis.
Thank you. I was actually doing stuff at 6:30 my time, so it was in a good cause. All right.
Yeah. Otis,
I'll post it tomorrow.
Otis, before you go, this is James.
Yes.
I was wondering
yes,
if you'd entertain a phone call later today. Our new new CFO wants to try and get on the meeting notification list.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so I'll call you later. Thanks, Otis.
Okay. All right, and Alex, give me those. Ursula sent you that press release, so send me those quotes and get Stephanie to do it so I can post it, okay?
Well, I will. I'll get back to you shortly.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Sorry to be late, folks. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye, Otis.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Otis.
Okay, one other item, Chris.
Yeah. Go ahead, Alex.
Somebody, I don't think it should be me, but somebody should give a very brief summary of what the PNV did over the past year.
Why would that not be you?
I'm thinking that will be a collaborative effort, and I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Sandra.
Go ahead, Sandra.
I think that will be a very collaborative effort, given the numerous committees and all of the things that everybody has tried in our best good effort to put forward to carry Pacifica along. I mean, that kind of a report would have to come from everybody who was involved. There's some good, some not so good, but if a few of us can work collaboratively to give the high points and the low points, I think that would be beneficial to the incoming PNB.
I guess I can work on a first draft and send it.
Well, Alex, if you'll work on the first draft, I'll work on it with you, and I would respectfully request that Vanessa helps out because she was a major player in our personnel committee, and James was a major player in the finance committee, and Lyndon was a major player in both finance and strategic planning. So, I mean, there's a lot of people who have worked very hard in the last couple of years, actually, that have great input as to what we can do to move Pacifica forward and hopefully enlighten the new directors so that we don't have to rehash the same things over and over again, but that we can, you know, just keep going in a forward motion that's beneficial. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's do this. Let's have a summary of the Pacifica National Board right at the top before we hear from the individual committees.
I agree with that. I was thinking the same thing. So maybe after excused absences and the timekeepers, or no, after agenda approval.
Okay, we could do it.
Oh, wait a minute. No, we'll just put it before committee reports. We'll put it before committee reports.
I mean, we do want to get by all that, you know, selecting chair and secretary pro tem and all that stuff. We do want to get through that first.
Would you consider having Polina give the PMB overview, or would we rather have somebody else step up to do that? I know she's in absentia now.
I mean, I think I should do it. What do you mean?
Okay, that's fine. I would like to have you do it, but you said that you didn't want to, I thought.
Well, I didn't want to be the sole author of it, but I should be.
I see. You don't mind working on it collectively. I got it. Okay. How much time do you want, Alex?
Somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes. Not going to be very detailed. You know, maybe. All right, let's say 10 minutes.
Okay, that's pretty much the where I'm maxing out on all these things. Okay, so I have you down for bylaws 101 too. That's at the end of the committee's report.
That'll be very quick. That'll be really like what is it they call the stupid book of the Pacifica bylaws or something like that.
Got it. Okay, got it. 5 minutes.
If even maybe even less than 5 minutes. I mean, I'm not.
Okay, I'll put you down for 3.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So this is bylaws for dummies.
I might actually put that in the agenda. Nah, it's too insulting. I'll leave it bylaws 101. Okay. Anything else? Should we talk about closed sessions?
Did you include governance in the committees?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, sure.
I do.
Okay.
It's
fine.
Right,
okay. Gotcha.
It's okay.
You
said yes to
that. Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I would just like to weigh in.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just want to thank all of you for participating, and I think that the most important thing we can do at this juncture is to convey everything that has happened in the last iteration of this Pacifica National Board, and to try to offer guidance and information to the people that are taking over. And I hope that will be done with goodwill and the best interest of Pacifica. So thank you.
Thank you.
We should have a closed session, but I can't say that we could set the agenda for the closed session. Well, we should have a legal report and a report from the CFO and the IED.
Well, okay, I have something to say about that as well. May I speak?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay, thank you. It's been a tough road to hoe, and we've done it. And my thought is that we want to give the incoming national board members the best ability to carry on or go forward from where we are here. And so whether it's finances, whether it's personnel, whether it's governance, it really doesn't matter. The point is that we have to convey our institutional recollection of what is best to move Pacifica forward. And so I would welcome everybody who has been on this board 2021, 2020, 2019 to weigh in on that. And perhaps give a collaborative report and advice. Whether they take it or not is irregardless, but we can at least report what we've done and what we think should happen and how we think it should best be moved forward. That's just my thought. Thank you.
Yeah, for the closed session, probably that should only be the new directors and the legal counsel and the EED and the CFO, unless somebody wants some specific information from one of us. I don't think we should probably not be attending the closed session.
Yeah, and the pro tem's over for that portion of the meeting.
Yeah. They should be able to handle it. I think Arthur should give them a summary of where we are with legal cases, because for the most part, if people are new to the board, they have never heard of some of these things.
Right. And that's entirely possible.
And the same thing with some of the proprietary business issues we've been dealing with. You know, I can't go into it in an open session, but you know what they are. So, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so, yeah, we got, and then there's, I guess, personnel stuff as well. If
and
there's
personnel.
Anything that.
Right.
Yep.
So, we can ask, you know, I'll ask Arthur and the ED and the CFO to try to give people some information, because some of the directors will not have had any background in some of, you know, in this stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I like mm-hmm. that very much. Yeah, I have mm-hmm. a closed template. Hold on a second. I'll open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, call to order by Pro Tem Chair. Roll call, excused absence, identify timekeepers, agenda approval, approved minutes from closed session, IED report, or I guess it's just ED report. So that would be summary of what would the ED be summarizing that needs to be in closed session?
The progress we've made financially, the loans we've been able to get, the government funding for COVID, that kind of stuff, the sale of the property, where we are with the loan, and things like that. And
okay, all of that would fall under the CFO, I think. I'm just wondering if there's anything specific to the EED that would be part of closed session. Is there any personnel stuff that the EED might want to report on?
Yeah, personnel.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra.
Where we are with the loan and the sale of the property is not really the purview of the CFO exactly.
Okay, well, I'm writing those down, Alex. Sale of property.
That's more of the ED's area.
Yeah, and I'll put idle in there too, I guess. There might be something to discuss there.
Yeah, I mean the CFO. Okay. I mean there's a certain overlap. Of course, the CFO.
There's overlap.
About some of this stuff as well.
Right, okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes, Sandra, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I think it would be respectful and prudent to have a report from the outgoing interim executive director, Lydia Brazon, as well as a report from our new executive director, Stephanie Wells, as to where things stand. There's been a lot of activity, and the National Board 2021 has approved, the sale of the property, money to pay down the FJC loan, money set aside in the escrow account with Arthur Schwartz to use that money to...
Sandra?
I'm sorry?
Just to remind you that this is all closed session stuff, so be careful.
Mm.
This is an open session, so this will be recorded. But yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I will keep it short then. But I think it's prudent to hear from our outgoing interim executive director and prudent to hear from our incoming executive director as to how we will move forward. Thank you.
Yes, I agree with that.
I like that very much.
As a matter of fact, we will have a report from the outgoing IED tomorrow night at the last 2020 EMB meeting. Anyway, folks, I have to go. I have another meeting coming up in a few minutes, and James is going to join me in that meeting. So I think we both kind of have to go.
I think we're all completely done with this anyway. This looks very wrapped up to me. I will forward all of this to Helena. I just wanted to say the folks that were on this committee, I found it to be very helpful in kind of joining the East Coast to the West Coast, for lack of a better way of putting it, and working together, and I appreciate that very much. So thank you both for the opportunity and for the commodious behavior on this committee. So I wish you all well.
Good.
Thank you, Chris. You did a good job.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right. With that, I move to adjourn if there are no objections.
I move to adjourn. Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you all. Take care.
Good night, all.
Good night.
We are adjourned.